Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of OTR's Vantage Point. And thank you for making us part of your day, giving us your valuable time. Don't forget to go back and check out all the past episodes of On the Range podcast with Warhog Tactical and Kelly Defense. Also, be sure to go and hit kellydefense.com and warhog.com. There you can check out our industry partners, check out all their products, save yourself a boatload of cash with our promo codes. Also, on the websites, you can sign up for our newsletters and make sure that you hit the OTR training on demand. Click that. It's a one-stop shop for all your video training needs. You can stream and download. Again, check that out at OTR training on demand. I hear people say it all the time. Had a DM today, came across IG, kind of made me stop what I was doing and do a little recording, so I'm kind of off the cuff here, don't have a whole lot of notes about it. But we've all said it. Man, I know I was meant to be doing something. I don't know what it is, but I know I was meant to be doing something. Or some people know what they're supposed to be doing, and they're just not doing it. I think most people are good people. Most people are good people. And we could use good people getting a hold of their passion for doing great things and helping people and start doing it. Everybody's got busy lives. I know it. I know it. It's not easy. But if it doesn't affect you, then is it really giving? I wonder. In a sense, it is. Some people have much and they're not impacted by giving a lot. Some people don't have much and they give what they can and it impacts them greatly. It's all needed. Tony Cowden told a story about how a young couple who really believed in what he was doing gave them everything they could. Rick's had people give to the Duco Project $5. And every time we have someone give to anything we support, no matter how much it is or how little it is, it's all relative of how much it affects them to do it. We thank them. We thank you for giving us your most precious commodity, your time, and listening to our little show here and supporting us. So the point is, of this episode, is why don't you just try to start doing something that you're passionate about and it's been hard to do so. Why don't you just try to launch it? People might say, oh, you're crazy. You don't have time for that. You're right. You probably don't. But you can't listen to them all the time. I know they're concerned about you. Get out there and make an impact. Because we all want to. And if you don't believe it by now, I'm going to tell you. Everyone should realize that they were here to do something great, to reach their potential. Everybody. That may mean many things. Elon Musk is building all these great things that's impacting world, employing a lot of people, giving people jobs. People have businesses, bring people in who need a second chance to give them the opportunity to get back on their feet. Find a passion and go after it. Start doing it. One of the things that we do here at Kelly Defense is support a local food pantry. It's a big one. It's a big food pantry. No matter how much we do and know how much we give and the things we volunteer for and provide, in my opinion, it's not close to the folks who are running that place. I thank them every time I see them. They are doing amazing things, and I feel lucky to be a part of it. So I don't care if you're a big business owner and you decide to pick an outreach, or if you want to make a great pair of tactical pants that's going to benefit law enforcement and military, or if you have a you love to bake and you've been wanting to launch a local bakery and provide the best damn donuts in the area. I don't care what it is. Go out there and make a difference. Now, I'm not saying not to think about it. Do your due diligence and make sure that it's feasible. I'm not telling you to ruin your life in pursuit of something either. I want you to be smart about it. But find a passion and try to be the very best at it and make a difference and positively affect others. It doesn't have to be a big footprint. If you can just help a few people, whatever that thing that you're trying to do to provide, what service, something to get people back on their feet. One of my big goals, and I'm trying to work on it, is I want to employ others. I'm not in a position to do that now, but I'm working at it, and I'm working hard at it, and I hope I make it. But until then, I'm going to do several other outreaches I do, because those places need our help. And maybe it's as simple as that. So I just wanted to drop a quick note, quick message, that I believe in you guys, and you should believe in yourselves. This is the kind of stuff that we need right now. We need those examples for our young people to see what you're doing so that they want to be like you. They already do anyway, right? And you're doing your best. I think now it's more than ever that not only do we need to really concentrate on the family unit and what's in our inner circle, but maybe try to reach out, impact positively some folks outside of our inner circles. I believe in you, and believe me, you have the potential of doing something great. And you're going to make a big difference. Hey, tell me what you think about this. If you guys have any comments or any outreach or any programs that need help or ideas of how people can get involved, make sure you leave us a comment. Make sure you go back and check out all the past episodes of On the Range Podcast with Warhog Tactical Kelly Defense, as well as Warhog Words of Wisdom, and of course, Vantage Point. Don't forget to check out kellydefense.com, warhog.com. Go out there and be great.